I'm at Waterloo Place. I'm just heading down very quickly, see if there's any stragglers left at the Turtle Club. I'm about 4 hours after it normally starts. I've just got off the tube, having flown into Terminal 5 with the rest of the team that was covering E3. And I'm feeling a little bit wary, a little bit tired. When I wasn't sleeping, I was throwing up on the plane thanks to an amalgamation of eating and drinking and maybe a small sleeping pill someone convinced me would be a good idea. But I'm alive and I'm very glad to be back in England. Strange, really. LA is an incredibly diverse place, and there are so many things that you think wow, and there are so many other things you think wow for not all the best reasons. Incredible homelessness and, you know, places you're told you shouldn't really go out walking and all the rest of it. And it's kind of weird because I've travelled a lot and you wouldn't think that we should get these kind of warnings in what we call civilised, in inverted commas, places. Western world, should I say. But there was definitely a slight breath of relief getting back into the UK, even though I feel I'm coming back a slightly different person. I'm definitely a bit more game, a bit more game oriented, maybe even a bit more of a gamer. What I saw at E3 really enthused me. What I saw coming out soon really enthused me. What I thought the future, what might be before and after now, is two very different things. There's some incredible innovation, and by, I guess, concentrating on one particular platform, that being Xbox, I got to see quite a lot of this direction, this kind of technological advance that's being talked about, this removing of the barriers between the games and the players, which is fantastic. We should be doing that with more technology. We should be doing that with access to the internet. We should be doing that with access to social networking and all online communications. Maybe it will happen through our gaming platforms. We had a fantastic little brainstorming session in a Chateau Xbox, and got to speak to some real movers and shakers, and I think that's really helped me to feel a little bit more inspired than I would do normally as well. Just sitting down with Aaron Greenberg, who is kind of the, if you don't know already, the director of product management, and brainstorming, and him actually going, this is a really good idea, can we use this, this is a really good idea. It's interesting, to say the least. I can't wait to see what more advances are going to come. There were some things that were to be announced which didn't quite make it ready for the show, so constantly moving forward. All good. More than anything else, though, the team that Digital Outlook got together, including me, I think was perfect in a lot of ways, because there was a there were a lot of nodes, there were a lot of people from different fields. I mean, there was, my networks don't cross over. They do cross over with people like Will, who's from the UK, but these were some guys that I'd never met before, that I didn't know that much about, but I'm now finding similarities in. But the fact that we were all there from different networks, from different backgrounds, is, I think, a really powerful way of creating a bit of buzz, getting the message out into all these different fields. I've kind of got over the major Wi-Fi issues that were at the conference centre, and I've recorded a bit more video than I would normally do, so all going well, I'll sit down, edit that and throw that out at some point. More than anything, it's going to be the conversations I have from now on. It's going to be the kind of research I do into gaming, not just a technology designed to suck my time away. I found, I think there's a hell of a lot of things to be learned from engaging in gaming, more so than I would have imagined before. And with the addition of this new technology, it's going to help me change my perspective about how I look at interaction with technology. Definitely. I'm here anyway at the Turtle Club. I'm going to pop inside, maybe have a bite to eat, maybe have a drink, and do some more booing later on. It's good to be home, even if there are sirens in the background.